Dave Moore on Today FM.
I've got singer-songwriter Tom O'Dell with me.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Where in the world do we find you?
I'm just stood outside my studio in London. And I've been away for ages. Just back in London for a few days and about to start my US tour. And then very excited for my UK European tour.
Yes, well, we're very excited about that because we'll get you on the 23rd of October. You're in the Three Arena. What an amazing venue to play your kind of music, Tom. I mean, you must be looking forward to that.
I mean, it's such an incredible venue. And we played it once last year. And we had the most extraordinary gig. It was so special. It was the first time I'd ever played an arena. So it felt really special, and we're so excited to come back.
And how do you feel the kind of music that you write, perform, how do you feel that sits in an arena environment? You know, it's intimate, it's beautiful, it's heartbreaking, it's all these things that we know from Tom O'Dell. I mean, personally, I think it sits beautifully in there, but I was wondering how you feel about it.
Well, what's interesting is you take very vulnerable, intimate songs and you listen to thousands of people singing them, they become these kind of anthems.
Yeah.
And it really is the most astonishing kind of transformation. And for me, so many of these lyrics come from a place of, you know, kind of real fragility, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's really moving. And I think the thing is that I started making music and playing the piano because I really struggled to kind of communicate, and I struggled to sort of fit in when I was a young boy, and I think the piano has always been this place for me where, you know, I feel this kind of clarity, this rush of emotion, and
right. It
really can be any kind of emotion, and I think the concerts have kind of become places for people to come and feel it. It's an invitation to come and feel.
Yes.
You know, we live in this incredibly desensitizing world, and you know, it's just so cathartic just to come and feel these rushes of emotions.
Yeah, music really can do that, and yours in particular. The new record, A Wonderful Life, is absolutely brilliant, by the way. Am I allowed to have a favourite song?
You're allowed to have a favourite.
Can we just go home now? What a song, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty rocking, that one.
It is pretty rocking. Yeah. It's kind of surprised me when it started, but then pretty much quickly, straight away, you go, oh, this is a Tom O'Dell song, even though it's rockin'er than some of the other ones. But and the new single, Don't Cry, Put Your Head on My Shoulder, is so beautiful.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm really intrigued as to your kind of your movement to being an independent artist, because obviously most people listen to this, including myself, even though I worked in the music industry before I worked in radio. But for a lot of people, the whole record label side of things and independence and all those things that artists deal with, we just won't know much about it. So from your point of view, why did it feel so liberating to move away from a record label when that's what most people outside would think you'd strive for?
Well, I wasn't having the greatest of experiences for whatever reason. You know, I'd maybe just been signed to this record label for too long, but you know, they weren't particularly, you know, filling me with confidence.
Yes, yeah.
And the thing is about the big record companies is they got much too big and much too powerful. And for artists like myself, it became really difficult to navigate them. And I managed to wriggle myself out of that situation in 2021. And, you know, they were kind of happy to see me go. But what has been amazing is just, it was the first time in my career that I had total freedom, and I had total freedom to put out whatever music I wanted.
Yeah.
And to create the kind of art that I wanted to make and to put it out at the pace. You know, the last 4 years I've put out 4 albums, and I wanted to do that in my early 20s, but they never let me.
They wouldn't let you. Yeah.
So, you know, it's not as if, like, when I was on the major label, it's not as if everything I did was being kind of filtered through them. It not always, a lot of it they was good, but what became exhausting was like the battle of, like, we shoot a beautiful album cover and then it goes through these departments of,
yes,
like, oh, we're really not sure. You know, you spend half the year just trying to let them put you know, let put put something out. And now all the time I used to spend trying to convince them to do this a certain way, I actually just do it. You know,
Yeah,
we just put it out and
you
we go
just.
on tour, and it's really an amazing feeling.
It's wonderful to hear the excitement and enthusiasm in your voice, you said, for somebody who's been in the industry for so long, but it is incredible. And here you are in the Three Arena on the 23rd of October. Tom, there's so much that's gone on through your career, and it's the first time I've talked to you, so forgive me for treading over some older ground, but it's just so fascinating to me. But particularly when you supported Billie Eilish back on that tour, not that long ago, but there is a connection between you and Billy and Phineas, her brother, who's her producer, that maybe not everybody knows about. Certainly, my audience may be learning about this. But would you mind sharing it? Because it's just so fascinating.
What is this where they came to my gig in
Yes, yeah.
2016? Yeah. I mean, it's so funny. I mean, it's more what's funny is the way I found out about it is that we went to see Phineas. He was playing in Manchester, and just my wife and I were going to my mate's birthday in Chester.
Right.
Needless detail. But yeah, we were
No, I
heading
love
there
it.
the
Near
next
North
day. We're like,
Wales on the
oh.
M6, as Alan Partridge's friend once told him. Yeah, I remember.
But yeah, we were just gonna go, you know, check out his show. Like, but I was going on tour with Billy, you know, the next month,
Yeah.
and I'm a big fan of Phineas's work as well. I think he's, you know, he writes all of these Billy songs. You know, he's
Yeah.
one of the great songwriters of generation. And we go, and I'm just about to go for a wee. It's like the middle of the gig, and then he starts saying my name. And he tells this whole story about how in 2016 he came to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, which is a kind of famous venue in LA.
Yeah.
And he said that he watched the show, came backstage afterwards and met me. And that gig was the kind of spark that inspired him to start, you know, making solo records and to get into music. And I think what's fascinating is I had obviously no idea, and I'm a huge fan of Billy, and I'm a huge fan of Phineas. And also the gig, I keep these diaries, and I actually had to go back and check this because I was like, don't know if I imagined hating the gig, but I did in fact loathe that
That
gig.
particular gig,
Like,
right?
yeah,
Wow.
well, I just remember we've kind of threw the kitchen sink at it, and I had all these backing singers, and we'd spent a fortune on the show, and it been a bit of a disaster. Like it just, in my mind, I just felt like it hadn't gone the way I'd wanted it to
Yeah.
go. And I remember I went back to my hotel that night, kind of depressed, and you know, drowned my sorrows in a bottle of whiskey. Yeah, it wasn't cliche at all. But
Not at
anyway,
all, no. Not
not
rock
at
and roll
all.
at all.
No, no, not at all. And anyway, I don't know. It's just weird. It's such a full circle moment to then be on tour with Billy, and
Yeah.
obviously that night was, without me realizing, was a really significant night for what would later happen in my life, which is that I, you know, got this connection now with these two incredibly inspiring artists that have gone on to influence me with in my career hugely. You know, and Billie's music, I've got to say, it's like she's changed the world of music because
Agreed.
she's made songwriting so cool again, and she and the way they write songs, it's so unorthodox, and yet they absolutely honor like melody and harmony and structure, and I find her music is such a celebration of songwriting.
And Tom, are there Irish artists that you connect with that you really love? Yes.
Hozier is it was so amazing. Hozier, like we had, you know, we kept in touch a bit over the years. I went to one of his first gigs in London in a tiny pub in 2013. Just like, I think Take Me to Church had 100,000 views on it on YouTube.
That
I
was
remember
early,
hearing
yeah.
it. I remember hearing it and thinking, oh my God, this is insane. You know, and getting some tickets and going to this gig at the Lexington. I met him afterwards, after the show. And I remember having a chat and just leaving afterwards thinking, oh my God, that guy's life is about to absolutely transform.
How
but
right you
it's
were.
you know I 10 years later, or maybe yeah 10 years, 11 years later, we shared a stage together in Portland, Oregon, and I got to witness him in his glory in this incredible arena, and all of these songs he's acquired with these incredible lyrics. It just made me so happy for music, for the state of art, and that someone such as himself has succeeded so greatly. He's truly talented human being.
So are you, Tom O'Dell. A Wonderful Life is a brilliant album. Please go and check it out. Don't Cry, Put Your Head on My Shoulder is Tom's latest single, and he's playing the Three Arena on the 23rd of October. Your tickets are on sale now. Grab the tickets. You will not be disappointed. It'll be an amazing show. Tom, thank you for taking the time to have a chat today. I really appreciate it, and best of luck with the tour and the album and everything.
Thank you very much. All right, mate. Take care. Nice to talk to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.